from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Appreciate you, big voice guy.
He said Reggie.
Big smile on my face hearing Reggie Atitula on the
RIP the Reginald.
Wow, I'm still here. Still here, still Reginald. Hanging out. And we're still here with you on a Texans Monday. Appreciate you hanging out with us on Sports Radio 610. It is In the Loop. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Atitula.
What?
That is my name. I'm still going to say it. You can call me Reggie, though.
Hey, you're the one that said you weren't quite comfortable with it.
It didn't hit my ear just as much as it was coming in. But you can call me Reggie. You can call me Reginald. Either way, you can hit us up and get involved with the program by texting in 713-572-4610. We're also streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/sportsradio610, and then also on twitch.tv/610Houston. Man, what a time, man. It's a reaction Monday after the Texans get a preseason finale victory.
Yes, sir.
As much as, do you care at all about the...
I don't even remember the score.
17-15, I believe.
17 to something.
17-15.
The real question is, did you stay awake trying to watch this game,
man? Oh, my gosh. We will get to that. we will get to that.
I will plead the fifth.
For sure. Yes.
We'll get to that. We'll get to some winners and losers of the weekend. I believe we'll have an opportunity to hear from D'Amico Ryans. He speaks to media at 11 Central. So a lot of things because, look, the game itself, this isn't a typical game or like a, you know, victory Monday or what have you.
Yeah.
Because, look, the most important thing about this was not the game itself, but what the implications are on a particular thing that has to happen by tomorrow, which is cutting down your roster to 53 men.
Yeah, and we're gonna get some reports of that today. There are already some reports around the league, I can promise you. We're going to hear some things on the Texans and some important things. Like, in terms of the game itself, it was the most inconsequential, important game of the year.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. I know it's sort of contradictory, but it was an inconsequential game unless it was very important for you. You know,
right.
And like that's why, you know, the big takeaways here. Look, let's not bury the lead. I think, you know, we've got a story brewing. I mean, we've got a story brewing that I think interests a lot of people based on who played.
Is it fair to say that that's been the story of the preseason for these Texans?
It became that, right? Like, it started out with, offensive line and all that stuff. We've talked about it, but it became, you know, is Damian Pierce going to be the guy? Is Cam Akers going to have anything?
Who is RB2?
Yeah.
And we were talking about this Friday, the idea of, okay, what are the things that we could still learn?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what are going to be the interpretations? And the Texans, I guess, either listening or they just decided to make it interesting for us because we learned on Saturday Damian Pierce would not play.
Yeah.
And let's just go back to the OG. Let's do a little revisiting because we talked about this and I asked you to do a little evaluation of what it would mean if Damian Pierce did not play. And that is exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall what you told me it would mean for this team if Damian Pierce
didn't play? Yeah, if he didn't play, he was either on the team or maybe being shopped. Nothing has really changed.
Sure.
You know, I mean, Cam Akers played in the game, But he played like a backup running back that had to play, because obviously Joe Mixon wasn't in there, so you had to have somebody running the ball.
Absolutely.
You know? It wasn't going to be British Brooks and Jawar Jordan the whole time.
J.J. Taylor as
well. Yeah, all that stuff. So somebody had to run the ball. I've got some really important news for you. The same thing is true now as it was going into the game because Dameon Pierce did not play, and I still am not quite sure if that means he's you know, they're thinking about moving him or the decision's already been made. Now, D'Amico Ryans did say after the game.
And I think we got the audio here of like D'Amico Ryans, because look, we can speculate on what we think it means, but why not go and get it from the horse's mouth? D'Amico Ryans, head coach of this Texas team. Why didn't you play Dameon Pierce?
I thought linebacker. I didn't play Dameon because I've seen enough from Dameon in practice and everything, so I've had a good look at Dameon.
What does that mean?
I think.
What does that mean?
That's a great question. Because I've
seen enough of Dameon. Like, it all depends on how you say it. Like let's say you're with a girl, and she says, "I've seen enough of you."
Yeah, that context is not a good one. That context is not a good one. But I mean, I'm not sure if that's the context here, right? It's. I think my initial reaction was that he's seen enough in the affirmative and the positive.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, you're right. It could be in that negative perspective, but that wouldn't necessarily jive with what we've heard from him in regards to Dameon Pierce's reps in these preseason games, because it's been the direct opposite when he's talked about Dameon Pierce. It's
been bad.
Not just has it been bad, but like when D'Amico has talked about Dameon Pierce, he's like, well, he just hasn't gotten enough opportunities, and the opportunities haven't been clean enough, right? Yeah. We've had, you know, defenders in the run gaps.
Yeah.
So you can't really evaluate off of those, seeming to tell us that I haven't seen enough in that regard, but I've seen enough in the you know, practices to know what it looks like. And so this was kind of an interesting, and I don't know if it's definitively or definitely the idea of talking out of both sides of your mouth, but that's how it felt to me when I heard.
No, I think he wanted it to sound positive. I think you can lean toward it sounds positive, but that's not an answer in terms of he's on our squad. I've seen enough of him. Okay, well, clearly you needed to see some more of Cam Akers, and then you can add this to the as a level. Did Cam Akers sort of tip the scales in his favor? I know it was the last preseason of the game of the year, but Cam Akers looks the part, man. And I don't mean just aesthetically, like he looks like a running back. No, I mean he looks the part in this offense.
Yeah.
Like he looks like a guy that is comfortable running behind this line, running in this type of offensive scheme, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think that's the story of the day. I think that's the story of the day until we get
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Solution on it.
I think it might have been Kevin Kugler on the broadcast on Saturday. If you catch me saying yesterday, it's because I watched it yesterday, so my apologies if that slips out. But I think it was Kevin Kugler on the broadcast who said that, like, and it might have been Harris, that Cam Akers has answered every question.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, can he do this, right? The cuts, he's been able to make the cuts. I think I really should have started with the patience, right? The veteran wherewithal to have patience behind, you know, zone blocking scheme and wait for those holes to open up and then attack them, right?
Right.
The thing that I had questions about when you have an Achilles and then he has two Achilles injuries in his history is the explosion there. It seems like for the most part, at least, you know, when it comes down to being sufficient, being capable of getting up to speed when you need to, he's been able to do that. He's put his foot in the ground. He's cut. The awareness, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
He's caught the football out of the backfield as well. All the things that you would anticipate that you would want from a running back position, he's answered the bell in all of those, not just in practice, but particularly on game day.
Well, and if you're watching just the preseason games, and the Texans watch a lot more than that, of course, but if you're watching just the preseason games, it's not even a competition. And you and I and Figgy are kind of in the middle. Like we don't know what the Texans know. We don't know the assignments and everything and all the minutia of being a running back in this offense. But we've been to practices. Sure. You know, Figgy, what have we been to? The 13, 14 practices.
Yeah.
And then watch the games as well. So we're kind of like somewhere in between fans who have just watched the games and the Texans coaching staff that knows everything there is to know about what they want out of a running back.
Yeah.
We're kind of in the middle there, and it's still not a competition to me. It's still Cam Akers, you know? So, but they know more, and they have more confidence.
See, the part that get me is I felt like Pierce should be in a competition for that number two running back position. But they're not really treating him like that, man. They only gave him, what, eight carries,
9 yards.
Yeah, man. To me, that seemed like they already know. They're not really giving them a chance to get grooving a little bit, man. And you kind of see it. They kind of doing that with Mechie. Mechie played every game.
Yeah.
And Pierce only played, what, 2 games?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seemed like they just know what he got, and he's making his team, and he's RB2.
Does this – because, look, I mean, this – decision-making brain trust with the Texans has, and rightfully so, gotten a lot of trust and respect from the media, from fans, all these things. Are you feeling some type of way in any way about the handling of this? Because you're right, Fig. Like, they've gotten to a place where it felt like the answer was already in pen before we got, well, I guess, the test, so to say.
Right. I think we've stumbled upon like a story that's going to be there at least through the middle of the season. Because like no matter which decision they make, there's going to be an assortment of us. I'll put myself in there because I know I'm going to be scrutinizing. This decision is going to be scrutinized at least until midseason, and one of these running backs really has established themselves one way or the other. Like if they pick Cam Akers, all right, and he's a stud, well, all good, right? But if they pick Cam Akers and he gets injured or is less than productive or there's wear and tear, then we're all going to be like, well, you know, see there, you know, that's the other aspect of this that I think is really important. Damien Pierce is younger. Damien Pierce is a guy that has not had two Achilles, but he's had some injuries here and there, but nothing like that. So you can easily argue if they pick Cam Akers and it doesn't work out, it's like, you know, see what happened? They should have gone with the younger guy. If they pick Damien Pierce and he's averaging 1.8 yards a carry or 2.2 yards a carry or something, we're going to be like, dude, it was obvious in the preseason that Cam Akers was better. So, like, the Texans, like all great teams, and we think they're going to be pretty dang good, are in the midst of one of those good problems, but it is a problem if it doesn't work out.
And, I mean, there's a few things. Like, one of those is, you're right, Damien Pierce is younger, but I don't know that we're talking about Damien Pierce where it's like, oh, there's a little bit of a, he's having a down stretch, right? Or like a tough time in the midst of his career. Like, we're seeing him not being able to, like, this feels like a weakness in his capability of matching a system. Like, this feels like a fit issue that we're talking about. And so I don't know how much continuing to do that ends up being an issue, but we were also talking about this, I think, in a break last week where, okay, we talked about the idea that Joe Mixon is probably, if healthy, going to take a lion's share of these runs. And so you're not talking about a ton of runs. And maybe we are making the running back RB2 situation bigger. But it's still something, right? You, for a team that wants to contend, the margins become thinner. And that becomes where you win games and where you win, you know, accolades and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Does it feel like you're lighting plays on fire with Damien Pierce? If he's still having, you know, 1 yard per, you know, per carry, as opposed to the possibilities that Cam Akers clearly demonstrates to make something bigger out of what is blocked up for him, like that ends up being how much of a factor will that be if you are getting the iterations of Cam Akers and Damien Pierce that it feels like we've seen
absolutely
in the preseason?
Absolutely does. You know, presuming if it does go that way, you say lighting plays on fire. I've always said you can't have any giveaways.
Yeah.
You can't give away. If you're a contender, you can't give away plays because that could kill one drive, and one drive dead means maybe you lose the game. You know, so you can't have giveaways. So, like, look, man, I mean, this is a big boy problem. Yeah, D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio have their first big boy problem. No matter which way they go, there's going to be fair scrutiny the other way.
And to be fair, one thing that we can also circle back to is I don't know if this will necessarily be a, you know, binary selection of either keep Dameon Pierce or Cam Akers. I think there is the possibility that you keep both of them. The problem is when we talk about a 53-man roster, it is just that, 53 men. So, like, when you keep that both of those guys to kind of simultaneously be in that running back two kind of situation, are they playing special teams? Who does that then move out? Because you still have the likes of Dare, you still have the likes of, I don't know, British Brooks or whatever you're going to do at fullback, those types of things on the back end that you're considering. Yeah. And then, you know, I'll be damned if that then factors into some of the other places where you have strengths. So,
the thing is, there is going to be a number two running back.
Sure.
Now, they might be both on the roster, but, you know, all good teams, all great teams have two running backs that are effective. Now, I think you're right. I agree with you. You know, Joe Mixon is probably going to be a bigger workhorse than your average number one back. But every contending team has a number two running back. Now, who's going to be jogging out there? Is it going to be Cam Akers or is it going to be Dameon Pierce? Even if they're both on the roster, one of them is going to be jogging out there as a number two guy.
It'll be super interesting to see. Today will go a long way in giving us some insight. And then tomorrow, obviously, roster cut down day.
Yeah.
When we get like a full insight into what Caserio, Ryans, and the rest of the brain trust are thinking. It's been really interesting to be in this place where it feels like something is so obvious, and you know the powers that be that often we will treat as, you know, being more football smart than the rest of us seemingly are going in the opposite direction on the way that they handle this. Some news that's out there that's floating around the Twitter sphere. Jordan Schultz, he is a NFL insider out of New York. He had a tweet not too long ago. I mean, probably, 20 minutes ago? Saying that, and I'll read it verbatim, sources, multiple teams have reached out to the Texans to see if wide receiver John Mechie III would be available in a trade due to the plethora of receivers that on the roster. It's unclear if Houston would move him, but several teams are keeping a close eye. Is that something where, I mean, obviously there's that clause in there where it's unclear if Houston would move him. If there is that interest in Mechie, would you have interest in maybe sending him out and bringing back some bring us back some draft capital?
Yeah, it would probably be a later pick. Now, to be fair, Jordan Schultz is an aggregator of various pieces of news, NFL news from around the league. So I don't know where he got this, where he's aggregating it, so to speak. But I think it's common sense. But it's also a little bit sort of eye-opening because I think John Mechie, as Figgy has said, like there are players who have used the preseason to really improve their stock, and he's improved his stock. Dameon Pierce has not. So how much does that count, you know, with D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio? And D'Amico has talked about it. He talked about it going into Saturday's game. Saturday's game.
You're welcome.
Like the people who can use this game to improve, you know, improve their status. Well, Mechie did that, and he did it in the game before too. So if they do move Mechie, it's a sign that obviously Noah Brown is back and maybe Robert Woods. So maybe that's the sign of a contender that wants to have those veteran guys.
Look, there's a lot of interesting things to be figured out when it comes to this roster. Hopefully we'll get some news because we were talking last week about the idea that Sunday we might get some word on cuts. None came.
Yes, not here.
Not here, right? And so we're watching today. We are watching that wire to see if there's going to be any insight into what this 53-man roster looks like. One thing we do know, at wide receiver spot, there's a wealth of talent. Running back, we have dudes that are capable of doing the things that you want. So we've got more to look into there. You're listening In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we got the OG, John Lopez, and he was at the game for Texans-Rams. We'll get his passing thoughts on the game and other things. We'll talk about that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.